Support for KPLU comes from the lawyers and staff of Stoll Reeves, providing a broad range of legal services to businesses in all stages of growth, with offices from the West Coast to the Midwest. More information is available on the web at stoel.com.
The life of a young theater director means sitting in a messy living room and praying to the cell phone gods for a signal.
And I'm 3G with my, two bars of reception. Where's my two bars of reception?
Desdemona Chang is playing music off her phone and is considering whether to use it in her next play.
Feels like act one. That's what I said. Feels like act one.
Giving feedback is Richard Winslaniker, an actor and her creative partner.
Now feels a little bit. I think when it was just the percussive, it felt like she's stalking into the room. Is that right?
They met in drama school when they were both grad students at the University of Washington. One night, 3 years ago, they were doing what grad students like to do. They were drinking.
And we had a conversation about what kind of work do we want to do in Seattle that's not being done. And we realized that we both share this common interest in stories that were not often told about people who don't get represented. And initially it was because of minorities, because we're both, you know, Asian. We have a background, a shared kind of cultural background in that way.
What's your Asian background?
I'm Chinese.
And what's your background?
I'm half Vietnamese.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where it started. And then we realized that it became more about, it was more about a psychological representation. We were interested in the ugly bits of people and darker sides of people that we don't like to see.
Like humans who devolve into wild, vulgar beings. That was a farce they did in school. Or the sexually graphic play about a couple of guys and a prostitute all longing for some kind of connection. That production 2 years ago got rave reviews, and it put them on the map as a theater company to watch. Their group is called Azeotrope. It's a chemistry term that refers to two liquids that can't be distilled or broken down. Now they've selected a play about prisoners.
Prisoners are one of the most disenfranchised people in society. They're the most invisible people. And if theater is supposed to be a representation of life, then what is it that we don't see in the theater that we do see in life that needs representation and visibility?
The play is called Jesus Hopped the A-Train. It world premiered in New York in 2000 and was written by Stephen Adley Gurgis. In Seattle, ACT Central Heating Lab, which incubates new talent, invited Azeotrope to put on the play here. Set in Rikers Island prison complex, Jesus Hopped the A-Train tells the story of Angel Cruz, who's just arrived to jail. He shoots a religious leader while attempting to rescue his friend from a cult. Actor Richard Winslaniker plays Cruz, who believes he's done nothing wrong shooting the cult leader named Reverend Kim. In this scene, Cruz is talking to his public defender.
Do you believe that the Reverend Kim is the actual son of God? That a man deported from his own country, convicted of tax evasion, and this one could even speak for God, let alone be God? That a man who steals people, has him selling flowers in the street, getting rich off him, what the f***? Look me in the eye and tell me a man like that should be allowed to do what he's doing.
But in jail, Cruz gets desperate and tries to kill himself. He gets put into solitary confinement, and that's when he meets inmate Lucius Jenkins out in the exercise yard.
Lucius is in prison because he killed 8 people. He's a multi-homicidal pedophile.
And are these characters you're supposed to even like?
Strangely, yes. In prison, Lucius discovers God. And suddenly he's like, I'm going to do the work of the Lord. I'm going to pray for you. And every day he's out there, he's working, you know, save me, Jesus, save me. I'm coming home to you, Jesus.
Jenkins has been sentenced to death, but he's on a mission to help Cruz find God.
You need to get on your knees now and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I dare you.
Yo, man.
Do it.
And then what? I get on my knees, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And then what? It don't change nothing.
You know what?
It don't change nothing.
Coward.
I ain't a coward.
God say.
Man, you don't know nothing about God.
I know everything about God.
That's an actor new to Seattle audiences who goes by the name Doomy.
No last name, my name is Doomy.
He's black, 6'2", bald, and has a beard. He won't tell me his age. Actors don't like to. He's done every job out there.
Construction, cleanup, mover, laborer.
The list goes on. But then he realized what he really wanted to do was act. So we took classes at Shoreline Community College.
In my life in particular, I'm just really kind of quiet, and I kind of reserve energy, and then when I'm on stage, I can kind of release that.
Doomy says what he likes about his role and what makes the character relatable is that he's trying to atone for his past.
Once you mess up, you may not be able to make up for it to the people you hurt, but you can find some redemption within yourself.
It's a compelling story, even if the play is uncomfortable to watch, and, spoiler alert, doesn't have a happy ending. But it raises all sorts of ethical and moral questions, And if you go with a friend, it's likely you'll be talking about it long after the show is over. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.